Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبي بك خير الخلق كلهم. فإن أماراتي بالسوء ما اتعظت من جهلها بنذير الشيب والهرم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ولا أعدت من الفعل الجميل قرى ضيف آلم ما برأسي غير محتشم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لو كنت أعلم أني ما أوقره كتمت سرا بدا لي منه بالكتم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. من لي بإرادة جماح من غوايتها كما يراد جماح الخيل باللجوم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فلم ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهواتها إن الطاعة ما يقوي شهوة النهيم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. والنفس كالطفل إن تهمله شاب على حب الرضا عوا إن تفتهم حب الرضا عوا إن تفتمه ينفطم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فاصرف هو هوى حاضر أن تولياه إن الهوى ما تولى يسمي أو يصيمي. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وراعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمة وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسمي. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة من حيث لم يدري أن السم في تسامي. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
جزاكم الله مولانا محمد اختر اللهم زيد فزيد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Most respected elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and grace of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we proceed with the second chapter, the summarized version of the second chapter of Qasida Burda. We make dua, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept these sessions, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant every one of us His true love, muhabbat and ma'rifat. The second chapter deals with man'u hawa nafs. The chapter of controlling our nafs. Exercising restraint of our nafs. The second chapter consists of 32 poems, and inshallah tonight we shall do 20 poems. Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi commences with painting a picture of a very old, feeble person. There's wrinkles on his face. His eyes are sunken in. He cannot hear properly. When he speaks, he fumbles and he speaks. The hair on his head is grey. The hair on his beard is grey. There's hardly strength and energy in his body. And he's aware that his lifespan is short. He's aware that any time he's going to leave this world. But he complains of how he's struggling with his nafs. And then Allama Busairi rahmatullahi explains it and he says, فَإِنَّ عَمَّارَةِ بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ بِجَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِ وَلَا أَعَدَّتْ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ بِقَرَاءِ Zayfin alamma bi ra'asi ghayra muhtashimi. He explains that my nafs-e ammara, the nafs that I've got, that it exhorts a person to do wrong, exhorts a person to do evil. This nafs-e ammara of mine did not take heed of my grey hair and of my old age. And my nafs-e ammara did not prepare good virtuous deeds as an act of hospitality for this guest of mine being grey hair and old age. He's complaining about his nafs, he's complaining about his desires. He's struggling. And he's looking for some help and assistance to control his nafs. He tried everything possible to make his own islah, to correct his own self, but he's unable to do that. And now, out of desperation, he calls out and he says that malli biraddi jawahim min ghawayatiha kama yuraddul khayrul lijami bil lujumi. He gives an example and he says, who is there to help me from my rebellious nafs? And he explains that this rebellious nafs of his is like a rebellious horse. You try to control it, it never conforms, it is always going against you. For my nafs, it is just like a rebellious horse. I'm unable to control it. Is there anyone to help me? Is there anyone to assist me in controlling my nafs? Controlling my desires? And then, this old man, whole life he complains, I followed my nafs, I followed my desires. I'm aware that I'm going to die. I'm aware of death. I'm aware of life after death. I'm aware I'm going to go in the qabr. I'm aware of standing in the court of Allah to give an account of my actions and my deeds. How am I going to stand before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with a dirty nafs? When Allah created me, I was pure. Nabi Kareem Sassam reported to have mentioned, Kullu mawludi yuladu ala al-fitra. Every person has been created with a natural pure instinct. Allah created me with an eye that was pure. I looked at the wrong thing, then I contaminated my eyes. Allah created me with pure ears. I heard the wrong things, I contaminated my ears. Allah gave me a pure tongue. I spoke the wrong thing, then I contaminated my iman. With my hand and my feet, I did the wrong things, and I contaminated myself. So he calls out for help. Is there anyone to help me and assist me? And now, out of desperation, he goes out to look for a spiritual guide, for a sheikh. Somebody can help him, somebody can assist him to turn his life around. And finally, when he identifies a spiritual guide, he confides in the guide and he speaks about his frustration. I've got all the means of comfort of life, but I've got no sukoon and peace. I'm aware that I'm going to die. How am I going to stand before Allah with a dirty nafs? What can you advise me? Spiritual guide. He's got ta'alluq with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He's got muhabbat with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He can identify. He can diagnose the problem. And he tells to this his disciple, gives him just one advice that is a solution for all the problems of life. And he tells to him, فَلَا تَرُمْ بِالْمَعَاسِي كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا إِنَّ الطَّعَامْ يُقَوِّي شَهْوَةَ النِّهَمِ. Just one advice. And that is that advice, if every one of us has to heed to it, our life will turn around. We'll enjoy a different quality in life. He says that never ever follow your nafs and your desire in fulfilling your guna and sins. When you feel like committing sin, then don't fulfill your desire, don't go continue fulfilling that sin. That desire is there. But if you do it one time, you commit that sin, you got that enjoyment for that sin. You tasted that sin, now you want to taste it again and again and again. And it will become very difficult for you to control your nafs. He then gives an example of a person that eats a lot. A person that got a habit of eating a lot. He just keeps on eating and eating and eating, and he never satiates himself. He's never ever fulfilled. He keeps on eating until such time it is detrimental to his health. Likewise, if a person, he keeps on fulfilling his passion and his desire, it is detrimental to his ruhaniyat and his spirituality. Then, the spiritual guide, he tells to this old man, gives him three characteristics of the nafs. The first, the nafs is like a small breastfeeding child. Second, the nafs, it is like a grazing animal. And third, the nafs of a person, it is a deceiver, a fraudster. It tricks a person. And then he gives the advice and he tells to him, النَّفْسُكَ الْتِفْلُ إِن تُهْمِلُهُ شَبَّ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الرَّضَىٰ وَإِن تُفْتِمُهُ يَنْفَتِمُ فَاسْرِفْ هَوَاهَا وَحَاذِرْ أَن تُوَلِّيَهُ إِنَّ الْهَوَىٰ مَا تَوَلَّىٰ يُسِمْ أَوْ يَسِمِ. He says, the nafs of a person is like a breastfeeding child. When the time comes to wean the child, the mother puts pressure on the child and weans the child. If the mother is not going to wean the child from breastfeeding, then the child will be addicted to the breastfeed or milk of the mother, and it will become young with only drinking the breastfeed, the milk of the mother. And if you put pressure on the child, then the child would Stop drinking the milk of the mother and now it will eat healthy foods. The same with the nafs. That we have to wean the nafs. We have to put pressure on the nafs to stay away from wrong and stay away from evil. And then he gives another example and he says that the nafs is like a grazing animal. وَرَاعِهَا وَهِيَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ سَائِمَا وَإِنْ هِيَ اسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى فَلَا تُسِمِي. When an animal grazes, you don't leave it free to graze wherever it wants to. You give it a specified pasture, that this is where the animal needs to graze. The moment it goes beyond the pasture, you control the animal. If you don't control that animal, then it will be detrimental for the animal, it will be detrimental for the field, for the ground as well. The nafs is just like that. We need to control the nafs. And if we leave the nafs free, it may graze in the wrong field. It will start doing haram things. And lastly, he says that the nafs, it's a deceiver. It deceives a person. And he says that كَمْ حَسَّنَتْ لَزَّةً لِلْمَرْءِ قَاتِلَةً مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَدْرِي أَنَّ السُّمَّ فِي دَسَمِي. How often it happens that the nafs, it beautifies a guna. It beautifies a sin. And a person would look at the guna, it looks as a sin, it looks nice, beautiful, it looks attractive. But will never know that behind committing sin, the harm and the danger do a person. And by way of example, he says that if somebody has been presented roasted meat, person is hungry, he hasn't eaten food and there's roasted meat, but if there's poison inside, he may eat the roasted meat and he'll eat that poison and he'll cause harm and danger to himself. And lastly, he says, وَخْشَدْ دَسَائِسَ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَمِنْ شَبِعِي فَرُبَّ مَخْمَسَةٍ شَرٌّ مِنَ التُّخَمِي. Say, be careful of hunger and be careful of satiating yourself. Sometimes, even staying hungry may be even worse than a person overeating and causing indigestion. From all these poems, we understand Allama Busairi Rahmatullah is identifying and referring to the harms of the nafs. Every one of us, we've got two enemies. One is the nafs and the other is the shaitan. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to a shaitan in the Quran Kareem. Inna shaitana lil insani aduwwun mubin. Shaitan is our open enemy, it's an avowed enemy. And nafs, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Inna a'da aduwik allati ma bayna jambik. Nafsuka allati ma bayna jambik. The greatest enemy a person has is that which is within a person's self, the nafs of the person. The nafs of the person is a worse enemy than the shaitan. And the proof for that is, when Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told the shaitan to make sajda, shaitan refused to make sajda. So which shaitan was there to deviate this shaitan? It wasn't another shaitan. It was the nafs of the shaitan to deviate the shaitan. And furthermore, the nafs, it is within us. It's an enemy within us. Sometime when a theft takes place, and we normally say this was like inside job. It's easy to control an enemy from outside. But if it was an inside job, then it's very difficult. Yes, if it's an enemy from outside, you can protect yourself, you can guard yourself from the person coming into the house. But if there's a person stealing from within the house, that's very difficult to control. The nafs is something within ourselves, the shaitan is from outside. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, La tattabi'i al-hawa fayudillaka an sabilillah. Never follow your hawa. Never follow your nafs and your desires. Should you do that, you'll move far away from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives us a very thought-provoking incident in the Quran Kareem. At the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a very saintly person by the name of Bal'am ibn Ba'ura. He was known to be a mustajab al-da'wat. He was a person that knew the Isma-i-Azam. When a person makes dua with Isme Azam, with the great name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, his dua is readily accepted. He was a person of that caliber. The enemy of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to Bal'ab ibn Ba'ura and they told to him, we know that you are mustajab ud-dawat. We know that you are a person whose dua is readily accepted. We request you to curse Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Bal'ab ibn Ba'ura said, how can I do that? He's a prophet of the time. How can I curse him? He refused the first time. The second time, third time, fourth time, then when they came to him, pleaded to him, and then when they offered him various materialistic things, they have given him so many comforts of the world. They praised him, they glorified him, and they brought him to a point where he was now inclined in following his nafs and inclined towards the wrong things. He goes up to the mountain with the enemy of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to curse Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he's following his nafs. Now he's following his desires. And he wants to curse Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made it such that instead of cursing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he cursed the enemies of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But because his intention was to curse Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and follow his nafs and desire, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made his tongue come out like how a dog would pant for breath. Allah refers to it in the Quran al-Kareem. مَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ. The example of him is like a panting dog. With a dog coming out, with a tongue coming out of his mouth. إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ. All the time, the tongue is out of the mouth, panting for breath. That's the condition, the punishment Allah gave to somebody for following his nafs and his desire. And we know that among the creation, among animals, the one that got the greatest amount of hawa, greatest amount of nafs is a dog. Other animals, it probably will just eat the meat. Dog, it won't only eat the meat, it will eat the bones as well. And that is why that's the type of punishment that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, Salasum muhlikat. There are three things that cause destruction to a person. Very detrimental, harmful to a person. The first, shuhum muta'. When a person has hirs in him, desire in him, and he follows it. Second, hawa muttaba. He's got desire in him, hawa, and he follows that as well. And third, ijabul mar'i bi nafsi. Person is ostentatious. Something very close to be pride, proud and arrogant. At the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he once requested Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wallah, kayfa tuhyi al-mawta? People will be dead, bodies will be gone in the ground, bodies will be disintegrated. How will you raise the people after that to life? So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that you don't believe in this? Say, wallah, I do believe, but I just want itminan e qalb. Sometimes when you believe in something, but when you see it in real life, then you have your iman increases, you have conviction in that. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, take four birds, khuz arba'ata min at-tayr, fasurhunna ilayk. Take four birds, slaughter it, and take the different parts of the birds and put them in a different type of part of the mountain and call for them. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did that, all the birds then came. And in this way, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that how Allah will resurrect the people after death. The point I want to mention, Mutasawwifin mentioned the four birds that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took was, first one was an ostrich or a peacock. The second was a fowl. The third was an owl. And the fourth was a pigeon. These were the four birds. And why these four birds? Mutasawwifin mentioned a peacock has got a habit of showing off its beauty. A fowl, always fulfilling its desire, always pecking into the ground. You don't see a fowl just having its head up, all the time picking the ground is fulfilling its desire. Owl, always flying around and looking for something, it has greed in it. And a pigeon, you just sit anywhere. It has ghaflat in it, unmindful. Mutasawifin mentioned these four birds were taken by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, cut and slaughtered. Until a person does not cut and slaughter these four things in him, he'll never ascend the heights of spirituality and ruhaniyat. Remove that show off from us. To show everybody who you are, what am I? Remove that greed, remove that following the nafs and the desire. And the most important thing, ghaflat, unmindfulness. Be conscious of that. Every day we are getting closer to our maut, every day we are getting closer to our death. Respected elders, friends, all the people that are listening, in conclusion, I want to state, Allah Tabarakwa refers to three nafs in the Quran Kareem. The first is nafs ammara, the second, nafs lawwama, and the third, nafs mutmainna. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّ. This is the first quality of the nafs. By human nature, the nafs, it pushes a person to do the wrong things. Fulfill its passion, fulfill your desire. Don't worry. It will give you all the tricks and it will also help you to fulfill itself. But the time comes in your life when you do the wrong, you start reproaching yourself. No, what I've done was the wrong thing. And that is the second nafs Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala takes an oath on. La uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyama wa la uqsimu bin nafsi al-lawwama. You condemn yourself. You know what you have done is the wrong thing. And then you go to a third step where you keep on changing your life. You keep on making tawbah and you get close to Allah and then you have nafsi mutmainna. Ya ayyotuhan nafsul mutmainna. Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about three stages in life. Allah الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعف وشيبة. First a person is small, weak, feeble. Then he grows up to be a young, strong person. And then as he gets old, there's a decline in his life. Just as a person, he continues in his life. A person doesn't remain a child all the time. He grows into a youth. And from youth, then he becomes old. He declined in his life. Just as there's three stages in life, our nafs, we should never be stagnant with nafs ammara. We carry on with our life. We move on different stages of life. Our nafs also, we need to move on a different stage. Don't get stuck in nafs ammara and don't continue pursuing our passion, our desire. Now the time comes in our life that we need to make tawbah, reproach ourselves and reach a stage where we get nafs mutmainna. Get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka bika mutma'inda. Oh Allah, we ask of you that you give us a nafs that is mutma'inna. Peace attached to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And lastly, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this dua, Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi tarafat a'in. Oh Allah, don't hand me over to my nafs even for a twinkle of an eye. I can't trust my nafs. Don't even hand me over to my own nafs for a twinkle of an eye. In takilni ila nafsi, Allah, if you hand me over to my nafs, takilni ila zu'fin wa zambin wa awra wa khati'ah. Allah, if you hand me over to my nafs, I'll be destroyed. I'll be committing guna and sins. I'll become weak. I will err and I will move further away from you. We make dua, Allah tabarak grant every one of our nafse mutmainna. Allah make us true and sincere, loyal slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We go against our nafs and become true, sincere servants of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Maulana Zain from Canada, inshallah, he'll read the durood and salam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطيه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي
النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكية لله. الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكية لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تهنن على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعذائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت. ولا هما إلا فرجت. ولا هما إلا فرجت. ولا هما إلا فرجت. ولا دينا إلا قضيت. ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. Oh Allah, O Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, O Allah, most tolerant Allah, Allah you are Ghafoor, Allah you are Rahim, Allah you are Tawwab, O Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours, Allah we are very very sinful, Allah would every part and every limb of our body we have committed guna and sins, O Allah, would our eyes we have seen those things that we are not supposed to see, would our ears we have heard those things that we are not supposed to hear, would our tongues we have spoken those things that we are not supposed to speak, O Allah, with our hearts and our minds, we have thought of those things that we're not supposed to think. Oh my Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Allah, our small sins and our big sins. Oh Allah, sin that we have committed openly and daringly. Oh Allah, sin that we have committed secretly. Allah, sin that we have committed in the brightness of the day. Allah, sin that we have committed in the darkness of the night. Oh my Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, Oh Ghafoor Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Forgive the sins of our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters. Allah, forgive the sins of the people of our community. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, those people that are ill and sick, grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Oh Allah, those people have various challenges in life. Allah, you know the challenges of people. All the people that are here, that are listening to our program, all the people, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever difficulty and hardship they are going through, Allah, you know the challenges of each and every one of us. Oh Allah, you help us, assist us. Ya Allah, grant us strength in our iman. Grant us tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to practice and implement in us the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Allah, Ya Allah, grant us strength and ability to go against our nafs. Grant us strength and ability to go against our desires. O Allah, let us not be among those people that follow, Ya Allah, muttaba'an hawa, to follow our nafs and our desires. O Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَىٰ فَيُضِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah, do not make us among those people that follow our nafs and desires. And then we are thrown away from you, shunned away from you. O Allah, do not make us among those people. Do not deprive us of your rahmat and your mercy, O my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. O Allah, look after the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah is going to difficulty and hardship, remove the difficulty and hardship. Oh Allah, help the Muslims in Sham. Help the Muslims in Turkey. Oh Allah, you help the Muslims, Ya Allah, in Pakistan. Wherever the ummah is going to difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah, whatever crisis they are going through, Oh Allah, bring about quick political solutions for them. Remove the difficulty, remove the hardship. Oh Allah, the enemy of Islam, grant them, Ya Allah, iman if muqaddar for them. Oh Allah, if iman is not muqaddar, further for them, hold them on the forelock and destroy them. Oh Allah, grant us ikhlas, sincerity, lillahi, make us true, sincere servants of yours. Oh Allah, grant every one of us husna khatima. Oh Allah, at the time of our mouth, oh Allah, grant us such a mouth, a respectable, honorable mouth. Ya Allah, such a mouth that your rahmat is in full force, O Makarim Allah. Oh Allah, we are happy with you and you are happy with us. Oh Allah, grant us maut on a Friday. Grant us maut while we are engaged in the khidmat of deen. Oh Allah, do not give us maut while we are in wrong and evil places. Oh Allah, do not give us maut while we are engaged in guna and sin. Do not give us maut in such a condition. Ya Allah, we have hurt somebody. And Ya Allah, people hukuka on us. Ya Allah, all those people that we have hurt, Ya Allah, you compensate them on our behalf and absolve us from that burden, O Makarim Allah. Allah, save us from the punishment of the qabr, O Allah. Allah, make our qabr a garden of paradise. Ya Allah, do not make our qabr a pit of hell, O Makarim Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, when you resurrect us, Ya Allah, with the Abrar, with the Salihin, with the Hadin, with the Muhtadin, with the Anbiyan, with the Sulaha, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, grant us the water, the Hawdi Kawthar, from the most beautiful hand of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us, Ya Allah, make Nabiya Kareem so happy on our behalf. Reward Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Makarim Allah. Ya Allah, when we stand before you, take asan hisab from us. Ya Allah, do not scrutinize us. Overlook us, O Makarim Allah, and grant that entrance into Jannatul Firdaus. O Makarim Allah, all those du'as that we ask for, whatever is khair and good for us, Ya Allah, you grant it to us. Though Ya Allah, all those things that are bad and evil for us, Ya Allah, save us and protect us from that, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, accept our du'a in the tufail of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bima huwa ahlu. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad, wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.